This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Barakatuh. We're sitting here reading Salat al-Asr, and then we sat after that with reading some Quran and doing a bit of work. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. I pray that everyone is doing well. And inshallah, it's just an amazing feeling to be enjoying the month of Ramadan. Ramadan brings about lots of realizations, reflections, introspection. We need to look within ourselves. Who are you? Who exactly are you? And who do you think you are? And what is your capacity? Where did you come from? What do you have? What are you trying to achieve? Where are you going? All these questions are very important in the month of Ramadan. Because many people let the month come, yes, they enjoy the ambience. It's definitely a different feeling. The month of Ramadan brings about lots of calmness. And the feel of it is different. The ambience is amazing. The spirituality is power-packed. But what do we do with all of that? Do we do something or we don't do something? You must make sure you ask yourself, who am I? Who do I think I am? You know, many of us think we're bigger than we actually are. Many of us belittle others. There are circumstances that people live in. I've come across very poor people, but really amazing and lovely people. And I've come across very wealthy people and really rotten and ugly in their character and conduct and the way they treat people. So ask yourself, who are you and who do you think you are? Where are you heading? What do you have? What do you think you have? And how is that going to benefit you long term, especially when you close your eyes? Very important for us to go through these beautiful questions amongst ourselves, within ourselves, and even remind each other, I'm here today. You know, I've softened up a lot over the years. I used to be a harder person, not in a bad way, but a little bit stricter. Maybe the tone of my speech used to be a bit high. We have to keep on thinking about these things. We have to keep on improving. I always say, if you don't improve yourself, nobody's going to do it for you. If you don't develop a positive mindset, nobody's going to do it for you. If you don't work on your temper, nobody's going to do it for you. You become an ugly person. People talk behind your back. They don't like you, they stay away from you, and you wonder why. So you have to work on yourself. You have to work on your prayer. You have to work on your Quran. You have to work on your own adhkar, your own development. You have to improve yourself. I met someone who told me that I don't practice as a Muslim, but Ramadan, this time I'm thinking of practicing. And they started practicing a little bit. And I said, look, the prayer that I want you to make is that, oh Allah, keep me steadfast even outside of Ramadan, because Allah Almighty gives you an opportunity to change yourself in Ramadan. If you haven't changed yourself, you've lost. You've lost completely. So remember this, it's really important for us to change ourselves. Ramadan is not there just for the month. It's there to enforce and it's there to actually encourage and help you change completely by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while I wait for iftar here in Medina Munawwara, I'm just reminding all of us to pray for each other. I see the Somali flag being posted on this live by someone, and really we pray for the brothers in Somalia. That's an Afghan flag, that's an Indian flag. May Allah bless all of you guys. End of the day, we're all one ummah. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. Allah make everything easy for us and grant us barakah, success in this world and the next. Alhamdulillah, I'm always a happy person thinking that Allah Almighty can actually, you know, grant us the best of both worlds when we think about others and we care for them. And when we are making dua for them, someone says, dua ki dar khas. Well, mashallah, may Allah bless you. See the Algerian flag as well. Barakallahu feekum, guys. I don't wish to take up much of your time. I am on my Quranly challenge, Ramadan challenge, inshallah. I pray that everything goes well for inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Barakallahu feekum. I'll see you guys. Let me disappear. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.